Greetings from Scott Base, New Zealand's contribution to an international research effort in Antarctica. As you gather for the World Science Forum, Antarctica may seem a long way from Hungary. But as you know, I'm sure, Antarctica is a continent governed by international agreement. Antarctica is also a very important component of global climate and ocean systems. An international collaboration is vital to unlocking how it will be affected by changing global climates, and in turn, what impact that will have around our planet. Understanding Antarctica's changing ice sheets and the Great Southern Ocean that circulates around Antarctica is a key focus for our research effort in Antarctica. With our international partners in the Scientific Committee for Antarctic Research, the New Zealand Antarctic Research Institute is embarking on some ambitious new research expeditions to predict how the warming Southern Ocean may drive melting of Antarctica's ice sheets. We're also investigating how changing ocean conditions will affect Antarctica and the Southern Ocean's unique biota and its contribution to drawdown of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere.
In the McMurdo Dry Valleys, an international team is working to understand how resilient Antarctica's terrestrial flora and fauna will be as climate warms. We're also developing a plan for protecting this fragile ecosystem and managing activities in and around this important oasis.
With less than 1% of the continent free of ice, the McMurdo Dry Valleys, the largest ice-free area, is of international interest for research into the changing climate of Antarctica.
Much of New Zealand's Antarctic marine research centres around environmental change. So this involves understanding how physical and biological systems function now in order to be able to predict how they might be affected by warming climate, ocean acidification, and other changes that are associated with these issues. So our research topics range from sea ice formation processes to seafloor ecosystems, and especially how organisms that have adapted to life in stable seawater conditions might respond to their rapidly changing environment.
Over a 30-year period, the long-term trace gas program at Arrival Heights has made a substantial contribution to our present understanding of Antarctic ozone depletion. Starting in 1982 with a single spectrometer, the program now consists of 9 remote sensing and in-situ instruments measuring ozone, ozone-depleting substances, and greenhouse gases. Arrival Heights is an internationally renowned atmospheric monitoring location. Cooperation with international colleagues has been an essential feature of this work and a highlight for the researchers involved.
By the time you see this, our expedition will be at Cape Adare, at the northern tip of the Ross Sea, some 750 kilometres from Scott Base. There we hope to find out how the Southern Ocean connects across the edge of the Antarctic continent. We'll be making a range of measurements, physical measurements using weather stations and ocean moorings, but a key focus will be Antarctica's largest Adelie penguin colony and what it can tell us about the changing coastal regions of Antarctica. In December this year, the Paris Climate Conference, COP21, will, for the first time in over 20 years of UN negotiations, aim to achieve universal agreement to keep global warming below 2 degrees. Our work in Antarctica should help us predict how that warming will affect Antarctica and the Southern Ocean. Rising sea levels are an obvious global implication, but changes to the rates of CO2 transfer to the ocean and food webs that support our fisheries are also likely outcomes, all things that will underpin our planning for sustainable cities and economies.